Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
What is the compensation of an LDS mission president? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. And with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Yesterday, we wanted to bring our listeners up to speed regarding the whole topic of whether or not it is proper to have a paid clergy. Of course, many Latter-day Saints think that that is a part of what they call the Great Apostasy, even though their own scripture certainly allows in certain sections that it's okay, for instance, for bishops to be compensated for their services as well as missionaries. And as we admitted yesterday, at the time those were written, things were probably structurally a little different than they are today in the Mormon Church, at least when it comes to who is serving as a missionary. Most missionaries we know today are usually young people, from ages 18 to 20, and when it comes to the young ladies, from 19 to 21. They also have retired couples that serve in various capacities. But who is over them? Who is over these missionaries that are serving for these two-year times or 18-month times? Who is over them? That's the mission president. The mission president. And that's what we're going to look at today. Because though we cannot, because the church does not release these records, we cannot really discuss the compensation that the general authorities receive, and they do, we do have the Mission President's Handbook. And the Mission President Handbook outlines the duties of the Mission President, and we don't want to take away from that. That is a very important function in the LDS Church, in the mission program. The mission president has a very important role to play. We're not taking away from that. What we are questioning is this implication that many Mormons give us that somehow nobody in any type of religious capacity in the Mormon Church is receiving compensation.
Well, that's what I think most Latter-day Saints who are listening to this broadcast are thinking to themselves. There is no such thing as compensation. As 10th President Joseph Fielding Smith said, we do not have a paid ministry. That's Answers to Gospel Questions, Volume 3, page 79. So for you to say that there's any kind of compensation, I think would be news for a lot of people.
I would absolutely think that would be news for a lot of people, because I know in talking with many Latter-day Saints, this is a big issue with them. And they insist that their leaders, for one, certainly don't receive anything. But have they ever thought of, well, how do these people live?
I think maybe we need to define what does the word paid in paid ministry mean? Because, I mean, is that like you receive a check and then you pay your bills for? Or what do you think it should mean?
Well, that's the problem. Because when we look at this Mission President's Handbook, we find a lot of, what would I call, playing fast and loose with terms. The way we would define a wage, or we would define compensation, or how we would define what a volunteer position is certainly not the way that the Mormon Church is defining these terms. And we're going to get into that as we go. But I want to start with Appendix B on page 80. This is in the Mission President's Handbook. This is not that old.
Well, I'm going to ask you the question, where'd you get that?
I'm not saying. Okay. So
this is not something that anybody can just go get then.
No, it's not something that anybody can get.
So anybody who would doubt that this is
this is not something that you're going to find downtown in the distribution center.
They're not going to share this information.
No. And as we go through it, you're going to understand why. On page 80, Appendix B, this is called Family Finances. Now remember, this is in the Mission President's Handbook, so this is for his instruction. It says this: while you are serving as Mission President, the Church reimburses the necessary living expenses for you, your wife, and your dependent children. Dependent children are defined as those who are under age 26, have not been married, and are not employed full-time. Living expenses include food, clothing, household supplies, family activities, dry cleaning, personal long-distance calls to family, and modest gifts, for example, Christmas, birthdays, or anniversary. What would you say about that, Eric? That's quite a list there.
Well, that sounds like a lot of the things that I have to pay out of my own pocket on a daily basis. Those are things that I receive a wage for and then I pay for.
Okay, let's just kind of come up with some numbers so that people can kind of get a grasp on what we're talking about here. Living expenses include food. Now, Mormon families are usually a little bit larger than the average family. So if we were to assume we have a husband and wife and how many kids? Two, three?
Let's go ahead and just call it three.
Okay.
In fact, for the purpose of an example, we're going to say that the husband's 55, the woman's 50, and you have three kids, 22, 17, and 14.
Okay. Now, we know that there could be some families that have less, but at the same time, there are probably mission presidents have families that are more.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to get some kind of an understanding, an average here. So when we talk about food, I know my daughter has five boys. They're all young. And she's spending like $1,000 a month on food.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of an average would we say is fair?
Well, let's just use that. Let's just call it $1,000 and over 12 months. Let's say $12,000 for their food.
$12,000 right off the top. Okay, now we're talking clothing. Now, naturally, clothing is going to change with a lot of people. Some people spend much more on clothing than others. I mean, if you're an Imelda Marcos, okay, you're going to have a whole room full of shoes. Most people are not, I probably just said something that most people can't even remember. That was back in the 1980s. I'm showing my own age because I actually saw a lot of those shoes when I was in the Philippines during that time. But most people spend about how much on clothing?
Well, we were looking at some different websites that were trying to help us to figure out how much an average would be. And a low end would be about $69 a person. And so you multiply that by five times, that would be $350. Times that by 12, you're looking at over $4,000 there.
Okay, so you're talking about $69 per person per month. For some families, they would say, well, that's awfully high. Okay, we understand that. We understand that. For some families, that might be low. We're trying to get some kind of an average. And believe me, folks, we fully understand that not all families have the same means or spend the same amount. We're just trying to grasp what we could possibly be talking about here. When it comes to household supplies, now I'm assuming that's probably going to include, you know, cleaners and maybe a vacuum or something like, I don't know. I mean, it could be just about anything. Family activities. That could include what? I mean, it doesn't say specifically. Is that like entertainment for a family going out to a movie somewhere, let's say? If you take a family of five that goes out to a movie, well, if it's in California, you're talking over $10 a person. In Utah, of course, it's a lot cheaper than that. But still, that can rack up quite a bit very quickly. Dry cleaning. This struck me as kind of odd because I remember, see, my father-in-law was a pastor, and I remember him telling me the story one time when he was doing his taxes. He asked his tax guy, well, I only wear my suits when I go and I preach. Can I claim my dry cleaning for those suits? He was told no back then. I don't know if the rule has changed, but at least back then he was not allowed to do that. But apparently dry cleaning is going to be compensated or reimbursed, I should say, by the church. Personal long-distance calls to family. Now, this I think was written in 2006. Now, there were cell phones back then, but nowadays, long-distance calls really don't mean a whole lot anymore because they come in packages. You
Right.
have to have a package. And, of course, you can call either local or long-distance on a cell phone. It really doesn't matter much anymore. Area codes don't have all that big of a meaning like they did before when it came to billing and all that. But still, on the average, what does a person probably pay for a cell phone?
Well, I mean, if you're going to talk about having phones for all five of the people, it could be anywhere from $150 to $200 easily, depending mm-hmm. if you have smartphones or just regular phones. So right there, you're looking at well over $2,000 a year
okay.
for that.
And then it says modest gifts. For example, Christmas, birthdays, or anniversary. How many jobs can a person have where the company will pay for their Christmas gifts, birthday gifts, or anniversary gifts? Not too many. So I would say that's quite a perk.
Sure it is.
It's quite a perk. And what could that add up to?
Well, a family of five that they have lots of relatives out there you're having to buy for, anniversary gifts it includes, Christmas. I mean, how much do people spend on Christmas? Gosh, that's a hard one. But let's just say they average $200 a month in gifts, and that's including the Christmas and all the rest. Let's say they do $2,400 a year. That's giving gifts to the kids.
And that's the entire package. Yeah. Now, again, some would say, well, I'd never spend that much on gifts. And you're probably right.
If you have a lot of relatives, it's not hard to go to $2,400 a year just for gifts.
Of course, again, to be fair, we don't know how far this extends in the family. I mean, are you allowed to give second cousin gifts through this? I don't know. It doesn't say. It's pretty vague. I'm sure there's a lot of unanswered questions when a mission president reads this manual that he's not quite sure what he can and cannot do. That's the first paragraph, folks. That's the first paragraph under family finances. Living expenses include food, clothing, household supplies, family activities, dry cleaning, personal long-distance calls to family, and modest gifts. The next line says, in addition, the following are provided or reimbursed. Tomorrow, we're going to continue looking at just the role of the mission president in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We're not talking about general authorities because we really don't have any hard facts for that. They don't release those numbers, but we do have the mission president manual. And this is what it says. We are not making this up. We are not fudging on this. We are reading directly from the manual. And as you can see so far, mission presidents are being compensated so far, I would say, quite well for their services serving in that capacity.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. All of us at Mormonism Research Ministry want to thank you for listening to Viewpoint on Mormonism. We are honored to provide effective information that hopefully encourages you to share your Christian faith with friends and loved ones. As with all missionary organizations, the generous support of friends like you is necessary for effective ministry. During this holiday season, would you prayerfully consider a year-end donation to MRM to help give us a much-needed financial boost into the new year? Your tax-deductible gifts are much appreciated and will be used to further our efforts at MRM. If the LDS Church is not true, which church is? Didn't the Bible predict the apostasy of the Christian faith? These and 34 other questions often posed by Latter-day Saints are addressed in Answering Mormons Questions, published by Kriegel. Written by MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson, Answering Mormons Questions includes a glossary of Mormon terms and questions for group discussions. Answering Mormons Questions can be ordered online at MRM.org or at your favorite Christian bookstore. Be ready to give an answer.